This year we're in cycle B of our 3-year cycle of readings. And as such, we concentrate on the Gospel of St. Mark. But in cycle B, we also get another opportunity. Our New Testament reading is the second of 5 readings in a row from the letter of St. James. We don't hear a lot from the letter of St. James, and that's a shame, because St. James reminds us of some things we really need to hear. He challenges us, makes us uncomfortable, and gives us a new lens to look at the rest of sacred scripture. Now, those who believe that a person is justified by faith alone have a lot of difficulty with the letter of St. James, because St. James is about how we act, what we do, how we behave. It's not enough to believe, we must do. What we believe must be demonstrated by how we behave, how we act. St. James tells us that if we are to be Christians, we must behave like Christians. And today St. James is talking about discrimination and the unfair judgments we make about people. St. James challenges us today, as he always does, to look at our behavior with Christian eyes, to hear ourselves with Christian ears. Do we cater to the rich and treat the poor with contempt? Do we look down on those who do not look like us, or do not talk like us, do not worship like us, or have different customs? When we make unfair and sinful judgments about those who are not like us, we not only do not demonstrate our faith, we make our faith a lie. This weekend, we prepare to observe our national celebration of work and workers. And I think the occasion begs us to examine our consciences for ways we might sinfully discriminate or any of all of those parts of our lives involving work. Do we make judgments about our brothers and sisters in the way they earn their daily bread? Do we judge people by how much money they make? Do we mentally assign certain occupations as appropriate only for certain ethnic or racial groups? Do we consider the executive, the doctor, the lawyer, the banker, the clergyman as superior to those who do heavy labor, work with their hands, or perhaps do the sort of work we tell ourselves we wouldn't do? Do we use terms like he or she is only a clerk, only a dishwasher, only a garbage collector, only a fruit picker? Or Donna's personal favorite, only a housewife? Do we ever give a thought to how these folks make our lives better and how much we need them? Do we ever take time to thank our God for them? This weekend might be a good time. In our jobs, do we discriminate and make unfair judgments about those we work with, those we serve, those we work for? If we are in contact with customers, do we treat all fairly? If we are in positions where we hire or promote, or determine salaries, wages, or prices, are we fair or do we discriminate? Do we ever thank God for those we work with or work for, or those who work for us? This weekend might be a good time. In the Gospel, our Lord heals a deaf man. The challenges of St. James can indeed be hard to hear. And I think sometimes we perhaps experience some subconscious selective deafness to avoid the discomfort of listening to them. After all, what we cannot or will not hear will never disturb us. But St. James will not go away, and we have three more readings from him over the next 3 weeks. So, if we have never taken the time to pray that our loving Lord might not only open our ears, but also our minds and hearts, this weekend might be a good time for that too. Have a blessed and safe holiday weekend.